The inaugural park run occurred at Muswellbrook this morning. Joining us to have a chat about it is the event co-director, Chris English. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you enjoy the run?
Oh, look, it was great. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get the enjoyment of doing the run myself, being the coordinator. We were there bright and early doing the setup and making sure it all runs smoothly. But, yeah, we had just over 100 people show up from all over the place. So some locals, but lots of visitors too. So it was really successful this morning.
Excellent. So it started at 8 o'clock. What is a park run for those that aren't absolutely certain or don't know?
Yeah, for sure. It's just a free, weekly, timed 5-kilometre walk, run, jog, however you want to tackle it. There's no real winners or losers at parkrun. They don't promote it as being a race. It's more just a weekly, you know, exercise event. But there's over 400 of them in Australia. I think it started in the UK, and they're all over the world. So you get some really mad parkrunners that will travel all over the state and country just to do different parkruns. And yeah, it's a huge, you know, huge community just of people that are happy to get out and exercise every Saturday morning.
When you say it's timed, do I have to finish in a certain amount of time or something?
No. I mean, the you know, people towards the end that are just walking at a leisurely pace sometimes take about an hour or even 70, 75 minutes to do the 5Ks. But the quickest gentleman we had this morning was around 16 minutes. He was blisteringly fast.
Good Lord. You're not allowed to drive it, surely?
Yeah, drive it. Yeah, he just about was. It seemed like he was on a bike at least. Yeah.
That's amazing. And 100 residents turned up. Would have been 101 if I didn't wake up just a little bit too late. But I do intend on getting down there because it's for anybody in all abilities, yeah?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, you can, you know, as long as you're physically able to do 5 kilometres, it doesn't matter how fast or slow you are. You just come along and enjoy the sense of community, which is what it's all about, getting people out and active on a Saturday morning and starting the weekend right.
Is there a shorter version?
Apparently there are 2-kilometre versions and they do them for kids and stuff. We're not offering a shorter version at this stage.
Right.
But I understand there are some of those formats in other locations.
And does it cost anything?
No, it's completely free, I should have said. Yeah, no, free of charge. You need to register online with Parkrun and you get a unique kind of athlete ID or a barcode, and you have to take that to each park run. So what happens is when you finish the park run, you're given a finishing token that you take to a scanner, and one of the volunteers scan your personal ID and your finish token, and that's how all the results are collated. So usually later that day, you'll get an email from park run telling you exactly how far, you know, your time for that event.
And it's going to be on every Saturday?
Every Saturday, from now until forever, in Muswellbrook at Caroola Park. We're down near the netball courts at the end of Hastings Street, is where our start and finish line is. We do 3 laps of Caroola Park and just a track that, you know, we mapped out to be the neat and tidy 5K over 3 laps. And, and we're always looking for volunteers. It's really a lot of fun to volunteer, just an hour or two out of your Saturday morning, and nice sense of accomplishment and giving back to the community. So we've got about 25 people actually on the books, but we just want as many as possible because then we can really share the load and people can run on the weeks that they're not volunteering. Yeah.
And Chris, it's fair to say we've had some challenging weather over the last little while. If weather is a bit adverse, is it a possibility it could get called off? Would there be notifications, that sort of thing?
Yeah, notification just on the social medias basically. But if it's really poor weather, yes, there is always a chance we could get it called off. For example, Scone, Singleton, Nulkebar, they all didn't run today, so they probably came to us today. But our course is actually pretty good in the wet. Like, you know, if it's really bad weather, yes, it could get canned, but it obviously fares better than some other local courses, which is good.
Well, it's a great opportunity to get out and get some regular exercise on a Saturday. Challenge yourself with the park run in Muswellbrook. That website, again, is parkrun.com.au and obviously /register. Chris English, thank you very much for being involved in organising it, and thanks for joining us on the Sideline View.
No worries. Thanks for having me.